Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And sorry if I'm jumping the gun here a bit, but there's a report that you're looking into a contract extension with Maryland.
What I can tell you is Damon Evans and I, he hired me. We're on the same page of what we want to do for this program, what we want to do for this university. His focus and my focus are exactly the same. So our focus right now is strictly the NCAA tournament and this team. But all I can say to that is that me and Damon are on the same page, and we always have been.
That was Kevin Willard before Washington's, before Maryland's first tournament game against Grand Canyon back in March of NCAA tournament time. Why am I playing that? Because there was a story yesterday in the Baltimore Sun written by Taylor Lyons. It was an in-depth, titled Inside Kevin Willard and Damon Evans, The Chaotic Exits. With a headline, Maryland Got Screwed, a subheading, There Was Always a Rift Between the Former Men's Basketball Coach and Athletic Director, a Close Partner of Willard Says. So there you go. I didn't talk about this yesterday because I didn't have a chance to read it. It came out during the show, read it afterwards. So I want to weigh in on this story. First of all, let me just say this. For those of us that, and there are many of us, that we're familiar with the Maryland situation and the Maryland athletic department situation over the last many years. None of this came as like shockers, you know, at any point, whether it was Kevin Willard, you know, announcing on behalf of Damon Evans that he was leaving in that lengthy press conference before the NCAA tournament started. And that, you know, that there were problems between the athletic director and the athletic director's, associates and the basketball program. It was two coaches. You know, at the time I said, look, we've now had two pretty damn good basketball coaches. I know many of you disagree with me, but it's my opinion. In Mark Turgeon and Kevin Willard, both decide that this wasn't where they wanted to be. So, you know, it was a look in the mirror moment, and we talked a lot about that. And in reading this story, there is a lot here that's very familiar to many of us, and there are a couple of things in the story that are very interesting. Let me just say this, big picture. Anybody that goes all in on one side or the other doesn't really know much about this situation. This is the typical, you know, his side, her side, the truth lies somewhere in between. Whenever you get a breakup, you know, and you hear his side and you hear her side and they're the opposites. And then you're just like, you know what? Experience tells me that the truth lies somewhere in between. And I think that's what this situation is. Although there was a couple of, a few reveals in this story. This is something that I don't think everybody knew, but there was certainly an understanding that there was some early frustration. But at the very beginning of the story, Kevin Willard, Taylor Lyons writes, Kevin Willard's frustrations with Maryland dated to his first week on the job in 2022. Quote, this from Harry Geller, who worked closely with Willard and founded two name, image, and likeness collectives that funded Maryland men's basketball. He said for this story, quote, you can quote me directly on this. This is what he always said to me. One of his quotes was, I've never seen a place that cares less about winning in basketball than this. From the first week I met him, he was unhappy. Closed quote. I knew that Mark was very unhappy with Damon Evans for the last several years of his tenure. I know that Kevin wasn't thrilled with Damon Evans or the athletic department, and I don't think he was the only one. But I didn't realize that essentially the first week on the job, he's like, what did I do? You know, the story continues. Willard's instantly fractured relationship with his own athletic department splintered from there over the next 3 years, developing into a cold resentment for former athletic director Damon Evans that led to a messy breakup and a dark cloud that hovered over the men's basketball team's drama-filled run to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. The Baltimore Sun contacted more than a dozen key decision makers in and around Maryland athletics. Those who granted interviews with the Sun described a men's basketball coach and an athletic director tandem that never coalesced. Willard, always asking for more, loathed Evans over a belief that he could have done more to make his program competitive, despite being given almost everything he requested. Evans, who rarely said no, thought Willard's complaints were unfair. And the story continues. So that's one, is that from week one, at least according to Harry Geller, Kevin was unhappy. Kevin Willard was unhappy. Number two, in terms of a reveal, is this. Because this is, you know, this falls under the his side, her side, the truth lies somewhere in between. Kevin has been absolutely vilified for the way he exited the job. And I said during that time, and I will continue to say today, yeah, there are two sides to this story. And yes, it could have been handled better. I don't think he should have said what he said in those press conferences. I don't think he should have said what he said to me when I had him on after, you know, that first round where they, you know, had the big second round win on the Derrick Queen buzzer beater. When he said, if I get everything I want, I'm staying. Because from my sources at the time, they ultimately did give him almost everything he wanted. But there was one thing that he could not be sure of. But there's a part of this story that I think is very important for Maryland basketball fans to understand. Because this is the part where everybody that believes he was always gone, I think, are wrong. So, what's Jack Litch's first name? He's a real estate agent, big Maryland guy. God, I'm blanking. I'm so sorry about that. Rick, right? Rick Jack Litch, who's part of the collective with Harry Geller and others. He was quoted as saying the following in this story. I wouldn't be surprised if Willard had a handshake deal with Villanova in February, said Jack Litch, the former president of the Terrapin Club. But then he says this. Now, I think if Damon had been there, then Kevin would have gotten his contract finished and he'd still be at Maryland. He told me then he was hoping to have it done in the next couple of days. A week later, the rumors started coming out about Damon leaving, and then Kevin had no one to negotiate with. There wasn't a commitment he thought he could count on. Again, two sides to every story, and even this. Who knows how truthful it is, how exaggerated it is, how spot on it is. But I thought and said at the time, while he didn't handle it well, it was a look-in-the-mirror moment for the university. And oh, by the way, yes, there are a lot of people working to make Kevin comfortable with the offer for a contract extension and some of the commitments that they are making. But there's no athletic director, and no matter how much he loathed Damon Evans, the devil he knew in the moment was better than the one that he did not know.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So in Jack Litch's comment, now, I think if Damon had been there, then Kevin would have gotten his contract finished and he'd still be at Maryland, is what I believe to be true. That if Damon Evans didn't leave, they would have gotten a contract extension done and Kevin would have still been the head coach at Maryland. And that sort of bucks up against two things. One, he loathed Damon, but again, the devil you know. And two, when Jack Litch says, well, I wouldn't be surprised if he had a handshake deal with Villanova in February. Well, both things can't be true. You know, he can't have a handshake deal with February with Villanova, and then you think he would have stayed had Damon Evans remained the athletic director, because they were close to getting a contract extension done. So they were close to getting a contract extension done to lock him in to stay. He was planning on signing that had the athletic director turmoil not taken place. I believe that to be true. Again, do I think he handled it well in the moment? Do I think he could have handled it better? I do. And I'll never come off that. I don't think that, you know, throwing Damon under the bus before that first game against Grand Canyon made a lot of sense. It brought a lot of attention to what a lot of people knew, which was the, you know, the overall dysfunction of Maryland's athletic department. But at the same time, they were working on a contract extension, and then the athletic director up and left. And he did not have an AD. So one thing they couldn't promise him, as they all got together and came to him to give him what he wanted to hopefully stay, they couldn't tell him who he'd be working for. I think there's a lot more to this story. Again, probably didn't handle it well. Probably should have just said, not answering any questions about anything other than Grand Canyon, other than Florida, other, you know, their opponents through the tournament. That's all I'm talking about. And by the way, that wouldn't have been received well either. There's no way you can leave in most instances and have people supportive of you. But what he did was, you know, went a bit rogue, went way too public in some of the things he said, and he would have been better off staying silent, at least among, you know, the people in the business that know. I'm not talking about the fan base. But I thought that that was a very interesting reveal and really sort of syncs up with some of the things that I've heard in the moment and have heard since, that they were close to getting a deal done, which really is in conflict with he knew all along he was going to Villanova. Maybe that was always the fallback. Maybe there was a, hey, I'm there if I don't get a deal worked out in terms of an extension. But I think to say that he was never willing to sign an extension to stay at Maryland, I think that's inaccurate. Lastly, I thought it was interesting. And by the way, overall, and this was something we talked about in the moment, overall, what happened ultimately, I hope and I believe, has made Maryland a better job than it was before all of this happened. And I think Buzz Williams could be a significant beneficiary of all of this. But lastly, I thought there was an interesting reveal about Jacoby Gillespie. Jacoby Gillespie, according to this story, has not been paid the full amount of the NIL contract he signed before last season with one of Maryland's collective partners. His father, Byron, told the Baltimore Sun that he hadn't been paid and added that Jacoby was promised he'd still receive his monthly checks regardless of whether he transferred. The collective now says it will not pay out the remainder of the agreement after he transferred to Tennessee in April. And Gillespie said, quote, when Willard left, they pretty much quit paying all the players. We're fighting that right now. Harry Geller told Jacoby's mom that he would get the money. Then all of a sudden he's gone. And this Simon guy, that's G. Roy Simon, who played wide receiver at Maryland, and G. Roy now is a big part. He's kind of the GM. And that's another thing that was made clear in this story is that Maryland was one of the few major D1 schools that had not hired a GM to sort of manage all of this. But Jacoby's mom told Geller, Geller told Jacoby's mom that he would get the money, then all of a sudden he's gone, and this Simon guy, G. Roy Simon, since he took over, we've been into it with him. There were players that did get their money and players that didn't and are still fighting for it. It kind of makes it look like Willard was right. Maybe they don't have the money, closed quote. So, again, I know that this is not for everybody. This is very much a Maryland, you know, sports, Maryland basketball kind of a thing. But it was a chaotic, you know, couple of weeks. That is for sure. And it's a chaotic couple of weeks that, you know, will be remembered. And there's a lot that wasn't really known, certainly by the fan base and many people in the media as well, that maybe they got a little bit more clarification on. I think and thought at the time, and still to this day, that two things are true simultaneously. Kevin could have handled it better, and yet the situation was one in which it was a look in the mirror moment for Maryland. And what we have found out through this story, which, you know, I have learned, you know, since all of this went down, is that they were very close to signing Kevin to a contract extension, and he was very close to signing it. And if the athletic director that he loathed, even though he was the devil he knew, had stayed, he'd probably still be the basketball coach if he had stayed at least through the contract extension signing. But he didn't. All right, news on Terry McLaurin when we come back.
All right, minicamps are underway across the NFL. Some notable minicamp absences include Washington's Terry McLaurin and Pittsburgh's T.J. Watt. Both are attempting to secure extensions. Laremy Tunsil and Marshawn Lattimore are both present in Ashburn for Commanders minicamp. The Florida Panthers last night boat raced the Edmonton Oilers in a physical and chippy game that ended by a score of 6-1. Murray State, they beat Duke in the Durham Super Regional to advance to their first Men's College World Series. And tonight, the Nats will take on the Mets at 7:10. Mackenzie Gore expected to take the bump. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:40. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.